Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What you got going on this Wednesday, this warm Wednesday?
Oh, nothing. Just working.
Yeah.
Sneak out for a little walk during lunchtime, take advantage of this 50-something degree weather.
It's beautiful out compared to what we have.
No kidding. So I hope you do get some fresh air today.
Yeah.
We could all use that, couldn't we?
We can.
Yes.
What kind of work do you do? Do you work in the office or at home?
I work at the office.
Gotcha.
Nice.
What field are you in?
HR.
We have so many HR people that listen to the show. I often wonder if they're listening going, man, I'm glad I'm not their HR director.
I don't know.
Have we broken any HR codes of conduct to your knowledge so far this morning? I think we've tried to stay in line.
No, not that I've heard.
But you can tell we're touch and go, right? We might just be high maintenance employees.
I think we're all a little high maintenance, aren't we?
I would agree. I would agree. All right. So you know how this game works. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff is about to reveal. Please don't repeat any of your answers. And if you get hung up on one, you just got to pass, okay?
Pass quickly.
Yes, that is the
pass
key, isn't
quickly.
It?
Quickly. All right. Let's see what we have here today. Today, you got a vowel. Get the letter E. That's a good vowel.
That's the best E to have. The best vowel to have.
Best vowel to have. Letter E.
Yeah.
Elephant. Eggplant.
That's right.
Existential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Egalitarian. Ecclesiastes.
Dang, Jeff.
There you go.
Cab.
Can we just have one of those days where Jeff just plays for me?
I know. But the
he can come up with lots of E words. Not sure they'll fit for answers for any of these.
Englewood.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Evanston.
A long word that starts with E. Mm-hmm. And then
Erlanger.
You could say one of those that you just said.
Ellesmere.
Yeah.
England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Yes.
Dang. All easy.
Right. Feel free to use any of those or not. We're going to put, 30 seconds on the clock. And we'll start the timer, but not until Jen finishes asking the first question.
Here we go. With the letter E, name something you do to blow off steam.
Eat junk food.
Something yellow.
Ears.
Something round.
Earth.
A dessert.
A clear.
A restaurant.
Pass.
A body part.
Eyes.
Something you cut.
Eel.
A name.
Earl.
A book.
Pass.
A celebrity.
Eminem.
A restaurant.
Eagles.
A book.
Ever After.
She's got it!
No way!
Did it really just happen?
Oh my
goodness. I couldn't even keep up because
she was doing so good.
She was faster than I could write. So let's go over what I was able to write down.
Oh
here.
My God.
Number one was eat junk food. Number two was ears. Number three was earth. Number four was eclair. What was your fifth question? She said the eagle. Yep. I didn't hear number six. I didn't write that down.
A body part. Eyes. She said eyes.
Oh, eyes. Okay.
Yeah. And I was, yes.
Number seven, something you cut. She said eel.
Uh-huh.
The name was Earl, which was number eight. What was number nine?
A book.
She said Ever After. Just looked it up. It's Cinderella's story.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was going to say Eat, Pray, Love. I was like, oh, my God, she has to get this.
And then number 10 was
a celebrity.
And she said Eminem. That's it, guys.
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah,
with the letter E.
On a vowel, for crying out loud.
Holy and you didn't moly. Even use any of Jeff's words.
This is so fantastic.
That's so great.
Every single day.
Is this the first time you've ever played?
No, I played once before. And I had the letter D, and I did not do very good.
Well,
oh my
you
God.
Did amazing.
Wow.
Mark it down.
Hey,
February
girl.
24th,
oh, I love it.
That's so great.
Well done. We're not even sure what to do now.
Yeah.
What do we do now that we have a winner? You take the information.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, we have a vacation planned the end of March, and that will be, like, perfect timing.
Oh, that'll ease the credit card bill a little.
Yes.
No kidding. Wow, that
this
was
awesome.
Wow. Congratulations,
I just
Sam.
Got a breaking well news done. Alert from WLWT, and it says Jeff and Jen have a $1,000 winner.
Yay!
For the 1K letter of the day game.
That's wow. hilarious.
That's not something that happens every day.
No.
This is awesome.
Well done, that well done. Great.
Well, awesome hang on, job. Anna.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. Fritch will pick up the other extension and get you set up and ready to go. And now we just got to come up with $1,000 we didn't know we were going to spend.
Something.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, Jeff, get your credit card out.
I just looked at Tim and go, are we in trouble?
Toilet plume.
Toilet plume.
Yeah.
Okay, what exactly?
Have you ever heard that term before?
No, but I could kind of, you know, I think of
surmise.
A plume. Yeah, I mean, I know what a plume of smoke is, so yeah. I'm guessing a toilet plume is what comes flying out.
Right.
When you flush, is that
yeah
pretty much it?
Tiny germ-filled droplets that end up in the air when you flush the toilet.
And land on all of these things we don't want them landing on, like the towel we dry our face on or
your toothbrush.
Our toothbrush.
Yeah,
right.
That's what people have been stressing about for years because, experts.
Their toothbrush.
Yeah, I mean, we had multiple stories we've talked about on this show over the past 18 or so years mm-hmm. with experts saying that some of that plume can end up on your toothbrush, which is why we were taught to flush the toilet with the lid down.
Mm-hmm.
A new study, however, has found you probably don't have to worry about that.
Really? What is this study showing?
Researchers at Northwestern analyzed the bacteria on 34 used toothbrushes that were parked in the baño.
Okay.
And they did find a lot of bacteria, but not the type you flush. In fact, the vast majority of the microbes they found on your toothbrush or the toothbrush were the type that are native to your mouth or your skin.
Which you would expect to find. Okay.
Yeah. Microbes that are normally found in your mouth or your skin, not in your gut. Some of the bacteria they found also exists in your gut, but they say it's much more likely those particles came from people's mouths than from their toilets.
Huh.
In other words, flushing probably won't fling fecal matter all over your bathroom.
I don't know if I buy that or not.
I'm
still going to
put
shut
the lid down.
I'm going to put the lid down.
Same.
I am. I find that hard to believe. Because if you've ever flushed while you're sitting.
Oh, the water comes up on your butt.
It does. It does. So you can't tell me it's not traveling.
I mean, at the very least, it's a little windy.
Right. You feel the plume.
That's the worst when I'm at the bathroom here at work because they have the automatic toilet. And every now and then it'll like act up
mm-hmm.
and it'll just like midstream flush. And I'm like, why? No, no. I don't
What's
want
happening?
That on me.
Yeah.
But previous studies have found that even if tiny amounts do get on your toothbrush, it's not a health risk.
Still, the thought of it.
I wonder if it maybe even like helps boost your immune system.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Being exposed to anything germy and nasty hopefully will boost your immunity.
Well, then lick it. Open that lid. What else do we have here this morning? So there's a woman in Kentucky who got a tattoo on March 4th of last year. March 4th of last year. And the tattoo said, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask. She meant it metaphorically.
Oh, like don't wear a mask. Be who you really are. Don't pretend to be someone you're not.
Right.
Kind of mask.
And, you know, judging by the date, March 4th, you know, the pandemic hadn't really become
a thing yet.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, it was out there. It was definitely happened. It was on our radar, but
people weren't freaking out and things weren't shutting down yet.
It didn't you know, that phrase didn't have the meaning it would have now.
Yeah, it didn't have the phrase it would have, the meaning it would have 2 weeks later. Because wasn't it right around St. Patrick's Day that we all got sent home?
Yep.
Yeah, we got sent home, I believe, on like the 18th right or after. The 20-something.
I moved on the 27th. That was a Friday. We were sent home like that Monday or Tuesday before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I remember we celebrated St. Patrick's Day here, but no one else was in the building. Like, they all got sent home early
in
March. A week
before we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the pandemic happens, and once anti-maskers, even after the pandemic happened, like it still didn't really take on the meaning that it has now until anti-maskers became a thing. And she says she spent like the entire year wearing long sleeves just to keep the tattoo covered up.
So I got this tattoo. I've wanted it for a couple of years. Basically means like, you know, being true to yourself and real and like not pretending to be something you're not. I got this March 4th, 2020, and it says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
That's funny.
So now she's going viral in a TikTok trend where people are sharing their worst tattoo.
Yeah. She almost needs to go back in and have like a picture of a different kind of mask added to the saying, you know.
So. Like a masquerade.
Like a theatrical mask
exactly,
or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man. That's funny.
I know. Out of all your tattoos, is there one that you're like, kind of wish I spent a little more time thinking about that one?
Oh, I covered that one up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Why, you just didn't like it, or it just took on a different meaning to you?
No,
or?
it was a microphone in all the radio stations I've ever worked at, and I just think I wanted something different. I still like that idea, but I wasn't in love with the design I came up with for that.
Hmm.
we just silently judged you.
Yeah, that's fine.
We just had the same thought.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.